I first heard Emerald Tears in the late 70s and was immediately captivated by the sound that erupted from that turntable. Solar was a standout track, as was Under Redwoods, I think was the name of it. Wonderful performances. Just the idea that a whole record of music could exist by a lone bassist was fascinating. Dave has a beautiful sound and a very personal melodic vocabulary. I first heard him live in duet with Sam Rivers at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco, also in the late 70s, during my tenure with Bill Evans. At that time in my life, in my mid-20s, Dave's conception was very intriguing to me. Here was someone other than Scott LaFaro or Eddie Gomez who had a very personal voice on the instrument and was pushing the envelope of what's possible to express on a double bass. Later, in the mid-80s, I had the great pleasure of performing duets with Dave for a week of concerts together around Europe. I'm in my late 60s now, and over the years I've found ways to immerse myself in the bass while playing alone and have found great solace in private meditations with the instrument. I think when one is alone with their instrument, the purest expression is allowed to emerge, and the act of improvising is the most direct form of musical creation. I'm very excited and proud to have this album published on ECM Records. Since my earliest years as a student of jazz until now, a seasoned jazz veteran, the label's been a beacon of light and a window to the world. Thank you.